Florida ranks among the top states for human trafficking. And while there are no accurate figures for the number of people involved in sex trafficking, experts say the state has a problem, but there are ways to mitigate it. And the Florida legislature appears keen on enacting some of them. I'm Lynn Hatter.
Before I started kindergarten, I was always told that if I talked about what happened at home, I would be taken to a bad place.
When Savannah Parvo was 9 years old, her father had a stroke and became disabled. Her mother, a drug addict and prostitute, later sold her to a pimp when Parvo was 11.
When I was 12, I started being sold at a hotel in Central Florida, and the staff knew what was happening. They even assisted my trafficker in letting people in so that he wouldn't have to stay there the whole time.
Through it all, she still went to school. There were days when she asked for detention to avoid going home. She was trafficked largely in hotels, she says, and wasn't offered help. Though, if anyone were to have offered,
I would have told them no, because that's what I was told from the time I was, as far back as I can remember, that you don't tell anybody what happens at home. And I didn't know that I needed help. This was just my life.
Between ages 11 and 13, Parvo says she had two abortions. The abuse continued when she went into foster care. Only then did she learn that it wasn't normal to be sold for sex.
How many of us, growing up, believed that our parents were all-powerful? And we knew, whether we could articulate it or not, that our survival depended upon their love and goodwill.
Jennifer Dritz is the executive director of the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence. Both she and Parvo recently addressed the Senate's Children and Families Committee to discuss sex trafficking and its consequences. Those have been lifelong for Parvo, who eventually had to have a hysterectomy because of health problems stemming from her abuse. She has been working with Democratic Senator Lauren Book for the past 2 years on a bill to crack down on hotels that ignore the signs of human and sex trafficking. Book's bill has expanded to include language regarding massage parlors in the wake of busts at a dozen such businesses in Central and South Florida. Most trafficking occurs in plain sight, Dritt says, and many victims are coming from the state's foster care system.
We know that kids at risk and who are vulnerable, so kids who've been sexually abused, kids who've been physically abused, kids who've been terribly neglected, and frankly, profound neglect is potentially the most damaging, at least that's what the research tells us. Kids who are not wanted, throwaway kids. The kid who comes out to his or her parents and gets thrown out of the house, has nowhere to live, is on the streets. It's survival sex.
These eyes have seen the brokenness in 8-year-old girls. I have lifted with these hands 12-year-old boys who are some of the most broken, shattered lives I've ever seen. And we call it human trafficking.
Pasco County Sheriff's Department Corporal Alan Wilkett says he's discovered brothels disguised as barbershops and fake modeling companies that lure in vulnerable kids and end up grooming and tricking them.
Oh, we got a chance for JCPenney if you'll just show up in a bathing suit. Now you got a 12-year-old in a bathing suit thinking that she's doing a shop for JCPenney. The next thing you know, she doesn't have a top on. The grooming process. How quickly can this happen? 72 hours.
Democratic Senator Kevin Rader asked Wilkett how to eliminate sex trafficking.
If I could snap my fingers, what would you want in the state of Florida to minimize or eradicate human trafficking in the state?
Going after the buyers.
Wilkett says the state should consider creating a registry of people charged with buying sex, a John's registry. That's part of Lauren Book's human trafficking bill. Wilkett is also encouraging the state to adopt signs about human trafficking inside businesses often associated with it, like massage parlors and strip clubs. Yet as the state works to crack down on people who solicit for sex and considers increasing criminal penalties against them, the Florida Council's Dritz says it's also important to keep investing in victims as well.
You know, engagement from the communities beyond the anti-trafficking community, so willingness to not look away, to hold one another accountable, to understand why people don't want to cooperate with law enforcement, ensure that services are not contingent upon cooperation, right? Understand the trauma bond. The more you say a pimp is a terrible person, the more, you know that's with children, right? The more that person is compelled to defend someone. Mm-hmm. So don't attack the attachment, understand it.
She notes the people and perpetrators of human trafficking often look like the communities they're in.
As we see with Robert Kraft, people we know and respect commit crimes like this, right? Every day, in our neighborhoods, in our homes, people we love, it happens. People we know and respect do these things.
Robert Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots. He's been charged with soliciting for prostitution after being ensnared in the massage parlor sting. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.